Session number 90701.
Oh, well, that is a piece I cut out of the paper of where we had the landing at the Dardanelles.
Oh, yes, yeah.
But, of course, that's after the war.
Yes.
I think that was
yes.
River Clyde.
Oh, yes. Yes. Picture, yes, that's right.
Just
one of the.
I was there. I did not exactly. I was on a destroyer.
Yes. Anyhow, I think part of the best way of doing it, if you would, we'll start at the beginning when you first joined, and then go on through.
Well,
when did you first join?
1909.
Mm-hmm.
October the 18th.
And
then you.
What was your father?
Blacksmith. Village blacksmith.
Yes.
Yes.
You didn't want to go into that yourself?
Well, there wasn't enough trade. See, I had a brother already in there.
Yes.
With him.
Yes.
But as luck, it was bad luck. He died in 1915, so left him on his own.
Yes.
And, of course, I couldn't get out of the service then to go and help.
Yeah, help, obviously.
But I was up at Dardanelles then.
Mm.
And,
How many were in the family were there? How many in the family were
in
there?
In our family? Oh, there was seven.
Mm.
Brothers and sisters.
Yes. Any of the others joined the Navy?
No.
No.
But my father was in the Marines.
Oh, was he? Yes.
But he wasn't in there long before he got invalided out. No, he bought himself out, or his sister did, on account of his feet.
Mm.
And that's the only one. Of course, I had a brother who went and got called up in the
war. In the war, yes.
During the First World War, later, right?
Yes.
But anyway, when I joined up, you see, you had to go through all your training, like, on the parade.
Mm.
And I was a leading stoker. Well, stoker then, second class.
Mm. Then, where did you go for your training?
Oh,
Portsmouth, was it?
Yes. Portsmouth was my depot, you see.
Mm.
Well, then when we, after you've been through so much training on the parade, you went to an old ship, the old Nelson.
The old Nelson, which is,
Not the Nelson.
Not the Nelson, yes.
Old wooden ship.
Mm.
No wheat or nothing else. Oh, dear. And then you done 6 weeks. Well, by the way, I went to hospital in 1909, just for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I was in hospital 6 weeks. Well, when I came back out of hospital, I went to a Renown, which was a training ship at that time.
Mm.
See, that's the old Renown. And then, and after you'd done your training there, you come back in the barracks.
Mm.
You went on the parade for 6 weeks.
Mm.
And then, of course, you had to do duties there and everything.
Yes.
Not very nice either, I can tell you.
Right, what were the duties there?
Oh, well, you had to do everything. Every summer, every fortnight, you had to be on duty doing something or the other. Mm. And then you... I got to remember that. After you'd done 6 weeks on the on the parade in the barracks, you got a draft then to a ship.
Yes.
Mm. Well, my first ship, as you will see here,
papers.
Was the I can't see myself. Prince George. My seagoing ship that was.
What she was
a battleship.
Battleship, yes.
Can you see it there?
Yes. Yeah. Mm.
And And you had to do, of course, you was I was still in under training
yes.
then.
Yes, you're still
second class stoker.
Yeah.
To that's where you learned to use a shovel properly.
Mm. Yeah. This is, yes.
Yeah, and but she had oil, you know, at that time.
Yes.
But they burnt oil in coal.
Mm.
So you let your fires clinker over.
Yes.
Then you switch down the oil. Mind you had a special man there to take them through that. I wasn't in that. I didn't have anything to do with that. I was coal trimming.
Mm.
But when you was burning oil, the chief stoker had a class down there. Out of your own ship, like a stoker, isn't it? And putting them through, like, what do you do with the oil and that, and everything like that.
Yes.
Well, and in November, the following November, we turned over to the Swift Shore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this Home Fleet, was it? Home Fleet, was it?
Ah, the Prince George was in the Home Fleet.
Yes.
Well, then when I went to the, we turned over to the Swift Shore,
yes.
And she was the Mediterranean Fleet.
Mm.
See, we went abroad.
Yes.
We was abroad then, I suppose. That happened to be only 18 months.
Mm.
And then we was brought home. But the first 6 months on the Swiss shore was it. We didn't have a very good commander.
Mm.
But when he left,
mm.
it was like lifting a cloud. It was.
Yes. Yeah.
The ship went around beautiful.
Yes.
We had a gentleman come there, a commander, and he done everything to help. Now, see, every Monday, up in the Mediterranean, you had what they call evolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had nets all around the ship. Well, we had in and out nets.
Mm.
When this new we was always last before this new commander come.
Yes.
But when he come, my boy, he was right on top, and he was a good man.
Mm, yes. Why was this? What was? I mean, how did he differ from? How did he differ from the other one?
The other. Shall I say so?
Go on, yes.
The other one was a pig.
Yeah.
And this one was a gentleman.
Yes.
Yes. There you are. Now you got it in a nutshell there.
Yeah.
He had everything rigged up, and the things went away. Well, we used to do about 7 evolutions over the morning. That's Monday mornings. Mm. Nets. In nets. Such like as that. And, of course, when you finished, you up hoist the signal.
Mm.
And we come in, we used to come in about six evolutions out of 7 first. We got on. We was lovely.
Mm.
Then I was sorry when we had to come home, as far as that goes. To, you know, part I was glad to get home.
Yes,
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry to lose the ship.
Yeah. How shore leave did you get?
Oh yes, you good shore. That's when you was in harbour. Yes.
Yes.
You good shore in Malta. And
yes.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. You having good runs, huh?
Had some good runs. Yes. Yeah. Have you been in the service at all?
Yes, yes, as in submarines.
Oh, I saw. An officer, I take
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. RNVR.
Oh, RNVR. Mm. Well, I didn't do no time in submarines. Now, and then, when we paid off there, I went to Chatham.
Mm-hmm.
Lent to Chatham for 3 months.
Oh.
Pembroke, I expect.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
I'd done there 3 months there. Lent around there, and come back to Portsmouth. We did. There was about 40 of us, I think.
Mm.
Come back to Portsmouth. I got a draft for the Enchantress.
That's right. Oh, the first lord's job.
Right.
That's right.
And
yeah.
Who was the first lord?
Churchill, was he then?
First,
that's right. Yeah.
And he done down the Stokehole with us. He come
did
in.
He? Yeah.
Yes. Oh yes. Him and. One or two people he had aboard with him.
Mm.
They come down to Stoke on the first watch. And quite all right.
Mm.
Of course, it made us a little bit hard work, but
You had to keep the place very clean, presumably.
Oh, yes. Yes, oh, yes. Of course, what I mean, say, when you've got an arbor, of course, the first thing you'd done was clean your boilers, had to be cleaned.
Yes. What did that involve?
Externally?
What did that involve, boiler cleaning?
Well,
external. Yes.
Was sweeping the tubes and all the uptakes that went up.
Mm.
You know, I had to go down and sweep right down.
Mm.
And then we, you'd come down through with it. Then all the bars, the fire bars, had to be took up and shook and everything had to be cleaned right down.
Yes. Yeah. It was very dirty, very sooty and dirty, presumably.
Oh. He was like niggers when you come down. well, then after that, then perhaps you'd have a boiler open. That means, say, internally.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to have about four or five of you in the boiler and cleaning the boiler internally.
Mm. It's a scale, was it?
Well, yes, scrub them and one thing and the other. And then, of course, we never had much time when we was on the Enchantress.
Mm.
Never had one open in the Enchantress, not when we was at sea.
Mm.
Always used to keep a boiler closed up, you see.
Mm.
And, well, I paid off her, let's see, now 19. I left her at that, I went to her in 1912.
Yes, October 1912. You paid off in January 1914.
That's right. There, I went back into barracks again.
Yeah.
Then I picked up the Viking.
Yes. Oh, that's the destroyer.
Destroyer. Mm. Six funnels she had.
Yes.
But she was all
right. Yeah, she's the only six funnel.
That's all.
That's the only six funnel destroyer there was, that's isn't
right.
she? That's right, yes.
And she was oil, so I was,
oh,
we
yes.
was all right.
Yeah, do you like, do you prefer oil?
Well, you haven't got the work, have you?
Yeah.
And
one chap I spoke to said he preferred coal because he didn't have to keep so smart. In an oil ship, you were made to be all tiddly all the time, and you couldn't wear any dirty clothes ever. And he said he preferred coal. I don't know.
I know which I prefer. Oil.
Yeah. Mm. There's obviously much less work to it.
Yeah. And well, I stopped her in there and we brought her around to Portsmouth for marriage.
Mm.
1914. I went to her, didn't I? Well, in the May, we brought her around to... We brought her, the flotilla come round to Portsmouth.
Mm.
Paid them off.
Yeah.
Going to lay them up. Right. I go into the barracks again.
Mm.
10 days leave. Up the straits.
Mm. Was in that in the
in another destroyer, yes. In a coal destroyer.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to her. She wasn't very nice.
Mm.
We had a rotten engineer.
Yeah.
You know, for then.
Yes.
And we was a junior ship, this and we got all the dirty work.
This was the snake.
Rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then in the August, as you know, the war broke out. We was just before there to before war broke out, we were in Port Said, Alexander. Port Said and Alexander we were. And then from there, of course, they had the war was being.
Yes.
We had a steam pull belt to mortar.
Mm.
Oh, we come to down to Malta, provision ship, cold ship, stood by. Then, as soon as every war broke out, we was at sea, searching all ships.
Yeah.
See if they had ammunition or anything aboard. And then they took them in harbour. If you got a bit rusty, you sent them a party aboard.
Yeah.
Armed party aboard, if they. You know?
Mm.
Well, that carried on. And then, the Dardanelles stunt. No, let me see. Now, am I getting a little bit too far? Yes.
from the... Yes. From the Rattlesnake. You went to... oh, you're mainly leaving Stoker in the Rattlesnake.
Yes, 1915.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But before that, you, as I say, when I come home from... We went around to Chatham.
Yes.
I told you we went to Chatham, didn't I?
Yes.
So we did. Then the mobilisation come up, you know, for the ordinary fleet mobilising.
Yes. Yeah.
I went to the Dune.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Dune there? Or
Dune's...
Before the...
The Sutledge was between the...
The what?
The Sutledge.
Sutledge, I went out there to join the Rattlesnake.
Oh, that's where we went out, yes. Yeah.
But before that...
Mm, was the Viking.
Viking.
And then you were in barracks for...
Yes,
from May until 11th of June.
Mm.
And then you joined the Sutledge to go out to...
Rattlesnake.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. You were in the Rattlesnake some time then, weren't you?
Well, I went to her in May... we all said June.
Yes.
And I didn't leave her again up for 1917, end of 19, getting towards the end of 17.
Yeah.
But we was all right there after certain officers left.
Mm.
Yes. What I...
So you can say what you like about them.
Yes, we, the Blenheim was our parent ship up in Mudros, where that was our base, where they are now. And we used to have to go out patrolling after we evacuated it again. I was there then, evacuated it, and the landing, as I say, the landing first, and then the evacuation afterwards. And after that, when they evacuated it, we used to have to go up and patrol right across the mouth of the Dardanelles, right up in, and you couldn't. But while we was up, while they was landing, that, you know what our job was?
What was your job then?
Sweeping the mines.
Sweeping the mines, yes.
Go up. We never got up. We got up as far as Chinook, I think, was it?
Chinook, yes.
We had a turn there to come again. We couldn't get no farther.
Mm.
Holy... They used to shower us.
Mm.
Of course they could.
Mm. You could. What did you feel like down below when they were throwing things at you?
You just carry on.
Yes. How much could you hear, though?
Mm?
How much could you hear down below?
You couldn't
what was
hear
going on?
You couldn't, because you're batting down all the time.
Yes.
See, even your engine room, when you were sweeping up there, you was batting down, you might hear a bullet or two coming across onto the funnels and such like as that.
Yes.
And when we used to come down, we used to pull your wires in. When you turned up the top, pull your wire in and steam back again, ready to pick up again and sweep up again. And that's how you did it coming, but no farther than that. I saw the... When I was up there, I saw the Triumph go down.
Oh, did you? Yes.
She was a sister ship to the Swiss Corps, wasn't she?
Yes.
10-inch guns she had.
And... Because I was talking to a survivor of the Triumph a couple of days ago.
Were you?
Yes.
Ah, well, because she was... I believe she was Chatham.
Yes, she was a Chatham ship. Yes, she was.
Yes.
Well...
I'll tell you what we're done with the trial. We was up close to her when she was going down, and she turned right over. Took a lot. That's why they got rid of the nets.
Yes.
And there was a stoker hanging on the propellers when they was cocked up in the air.
Yes.
And our boat went up. And he said, "Come on, drop, pull." Oh, the boy, father, he couldn't swim there. But he fell in our boat, having to pick him up and brought him aboard.
You brought him aboard, did you?
Of course, we had to find the clothes for him. We never got a halfpenny for that. Never got a knife for...
No.
Oh, well. And then there was another ship went down and nobody knew nothing about it much. I don't know which one that was now. Goliath was? I don't know. There was a ship went down and Nobody knew anything about it. Disappeared overnight.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Mm.
And then, of course, after you'd go down and escort, you'd have to go down and escort the troop ship up or anything like that. Well, I did go down. We went down and chase one, and I lost a brother-in-law on the troop ship.
Did you?
Yes, sergeant. He was in the artillery. He got up in the boat to drop because this boat was attacking him.
Yes.
And the falls broke. And he happened to be one of them went down.
Yeah.
But the boat had gone, got away into Smyrna before we got there.
Mm-hmm.
And we was doing about 20, well, just on, we'd done 26, 27 was our speed, but of course we could never touch it because they were getting along, the boats was getting along.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she was gone. She then nipped into harbour, and she never hit the ship. Hard or torpedoes, never hit the ship. And then, of course, as I say, we kept patrolling along the mouth of the all the time. And in the rough weather, the mines used to break up.
Yes.
I know we had four or five mines around us once.
Yeah.
Stop engines couldn't move. Yeah. I had to get out and fire at them
And think of that way.
Up.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the rough weather, you know, you used to get some rough weather up there.
Yes.
Used to blow. During that time, you know, what was it? The E-11, was it, went up the Dardanelles?
She was one of them, yes. Yeah.
Underwater?
Yes, that's right.
That's right. Well, we got hit in midships by a French merchant ship. Well, we were shielded and they were going up the Dardanelles.
Right, you
are. Got ripped right up.
Yeah.
Oh. And here's another experience I'm going to tell you, and you perhaps you might think it's funny. We had to go to Malta.
Yes.
But we had to go to Mudros.
Mudros, to patch up.
To get patched up. And on our way down from Adard, now down to Mudros, you know what they had to cheek up to?
What?
All right. Certain watch stokers, muster bag.
Oh, no.
Yes. And she was like that. Leaning over. Anyway.
What did you say to that?
Well, what could you say? And we had Captain D come and met us. He come aboard. He ordered it straight away. But mind you, I ain't going to say Captain D knew his work. But he stopped that. And then, of course, he wasn't very good to us.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Admiral Cunningham, when he was a... When he was a commander, he come aboard of us.
Did he?
Smart man, knew his work. But so you suffered. Oh, yes.
Yeah. What on earth ordered you to muster bags there?
Hmm?
Who ordered you to muster bags? Engineer? Officer, was it?
No, they didn't have no... They didn't what they do now.
Oh, didn't they?
No, a gunner was in charge of us for muster
bags. Was he?
Bags. Yes.
Oh, was he really? I mean, the engineer was only...
He was an engineer. As an engineer, as far as that goes, he didn't have much.
Yes.
No discipline. He didn't have nothing to do with.
I mean, he could tell you off in the engine room.
Oh yes, or anywhere else.
Yes,
but
the actual responsibility.
Actual responsibility for the muster bag and that
kind of thing was the gunner.
Gunner. Well, it's how he carried on. We carried on down to Malta, got patched up, new plates put on, went back again. Went back in, and we, because I say we was at the, when they drew him out of the Dardanelles,
yes.
And I come home again in
17.
Come home in the Implacable, was it, or something?
Implacable.
That's right.
Well, she was a...
Battleship.
Battleship, yes.
Deemed her own.
When you went in passage, you had to keep watch the same, did you?
When
you
went where?
When you were, you know, on passage like that.
Yes.
You were drafted into the ship's company, were you?
Yes, you had to... You had to go. You had to do your watches just the same.
Yes. You messed with the other circus on board, the you messed with the ship's company circus,
yes. Oh, yes, we had to go there. We had to keep watch, all right. Of course, we had to come as fast as we could from when we come home in there, because she's on, you know, battleship, and we had to punch her along. We started with four destroyers from the Dardanelles, escorting us. Coming down to Malta, a couple of them was to refit. Two started from Malta. I think it's two started from... That's right, two started from Malta with us. One got called Gibraltar. One got... called away for... go submarine attack on some merchant ship or something. So we had to peg along on our own. But we got through. Yes, we got through. And best of it was, when we got into Plymouth, they paid the ship off, as you might as well say.
Yes.
Draft them all, leaving the ship's company there. Well, when we went aboard there, they made us the rattlesnake of ship's company, stokers. It didn't leave us enough to bring around to Portsmouth. No, it never left us enough stokers to bring around to Portsmouth. So they had to borrow some from the...
barracks.
From the barracks, Devonport barracks, to bring us around, to help us around.
Yes. What happened to the... another ship's company took over the rattlesnake, or what?
Yes. The Pleckable. Some of the workers went to the rattlesnake because they'd only been out there about 7 or 8 months. Well, then after that, as I say, we had... we was entitled to 6 weeks at least because we'd been out there long. But we'd only got 3 weeks. Get the other one, the war's finished.
Did you?
No. No, I never had.
I thought you never do. You always dip out of those things.
Well, yes, and he was very... And after that, I went through all the old course and up the Fizgard after we come home.
Did it make much difference being a leading stoker? What extra job, what extra responsibilities did you have?
Well, you had then responsibilities different. You were put in charge of machinery and that.
Oh, I see, yes. Keeping job in the rattlesnake?
Engine room. Engine room, water making, evaporators. And then, there was sudden, there's only one ERA down the engine room with you.
Yes.
So you had to throttle either side. Well, one leading stoker used to be on that as well as the ERA, you see. And, of course, you had to watch that evaporator, otherwise you were getting salt water.
Yes.
But then we... I think we used to turn out about some half ton hour, I think, or perhaps not that, I don't know, with water. Then, as I say, I went... after I come home with the Implacable and that, went in barracks and went back to the Implacable again.
Oh, did you?
Yes, for overflow ship. Because I was still attached to the barracks.
Yes.
I got drafted to the Fizgard then for oil four course.
Yes. What do they do then? What is this, is control of the oil and this kind of thing?
I could have a book and showed you it. And then, eventually enough, I got a draft from the barracks from one mess into the others. And I took over the captain's boat. engine room. Of course, only.
Yes.
I'll tell you what boat it was, too.
Yes.
It was a Royal Yacht's little cutter.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. The engine was no bigger than a sewing machine, you might as well say. Little boiler. I had a stoker there and a boiler, a little boiler. And I would sit out in the open. No matter what weather it was, I would sit out in the open, skin on.